USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 Democratic White House hopefuls on a stage last night in Houston, debating the issues including health care. Here are former Vice President Joe Biden, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg in that order.
I think the Obamacare worked. Add a public option. Guarantee that everyone will be able to have affordable insurance.
I, who wrote the bill, if I may say so, intend to eliminate all out-of-pocket expenses.
I think we do have to go far beyond tinkering with the ACA. I propose Medicare for all who want it.
All of the candidates were calling for action to curb gun violence. Senator Kamala Harris saying President Trump's not pulling the trigger, but, quote, he's sure tweeting out the ammunition. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A Houston police officer shot near the site of last night's Democratic presidential debate. It happened not long after the debate was over, according to the Houston police chief.
At approximately 9:56 p.m., a robbery occurred at 5820 Scott at the Valero. A 2003 Chevy Tahoe was taken at gunpoint.
He says the stolen vehicle ran out of gas a short distance away. Officers arrived, shots were fired, a suspect was killed, and the others were taken into custody. There's no word on the condition of that police officer. Actress Felicity Huffman will be in federal court for a sentencing hearing today in Boston for her role in the nationwide college admissions scandal. Prosecutors recommending she receive a month in prison for paying $15,000 to help her daughter cheat on a college entrance exam. Bowen Yang has become the first ever Asian cast member of Saturday Night Live. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Another tropical storm could be headed towards Florida. The National Hurricane Center is saying this new system is currently southeast of the Bahamas and will likely form into a tropical storm within the next 24 to 36 hours. They say it would reach the Florida coast by Saturday afternoon, then move north into Georgia by next week. Before it reaches the U.S., it could likely roll through the Bahamas, bringing more heavy rain to areas that were just devastated, as we mentioned earlier in the newscast, by Hurricane Dorian. The deadline for an agreement between General Motors and the United Auto Workers is Saturday at midnight. Insiders say negotiations are still going on, but it looks like a strike is more likely with each passing hour. The primary sticking points are the GM is looking to reduce hourly wages and health care benefits. The UAW wants a bigger share of the profits. So many retailers are downsizing or even going out of business, but Old Navy says it will open hundreds of new stores. The announcement coming during a Gap Investors Day event in New York yesterday. Old Navy's CEO says the company will almost double its store count to about 2,000, with most of those new stores in small markets. Remember, you can find us online anytime you're surfing around. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.